Well, we're in Genesis 46, and when God's people are wondering what God's will is for their lives, they need to go to God in prayer and purpose to obey his word. Those who purpose to do God's will pray. Look at verses 1 through 4 of chapter 46 of Genesis. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here am I." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes." Jacob is a changed man, for prior to this, God appeared to him. Now he goes looking for God. Israel went to Beersheba, the southernmost town in the land of Canaan, a very sacred spot for the Abrahamic family. And it was there where he communed with God. It is no small matter that he offered sacrifices to God. The noun sacrifice is plural, which indicates many animals were offered. These sacrifices would be for his sin and his family's sin, and also sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving, and to seek God concerning this move. These sacrifices would certainly set the stage for communication with God, which would reveal his perfect will. If we desire to know God's will, we must come before God personally and admit our sin and our failures, and we must praise him and thank him for who he is and for what he's accomplished. Those who refuse to bow before God will never know the will of God. Those who refuse to confess sin before God will never know the will of God. And Psalm 66:18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." As Israel communed with God, God revealed some facts to him. Jacob doesn't need to be afraid. Jacob was probably afraid for five reasons. His age, to make a move at any age is traumatic, but even more so when you're 130. Egypt was a pagan country, and Egypt produced bad memories for Jacob's family, since as his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac, God had one time warned against going to Egypt. Israel is relocating to Egypt, and he's getting the best of everything, something the national Egyptians don't get. But no matter what the age or how intimidating it may seem, one need not fear, because God is sovereign and God is with you. And Jacob would become a great nation. That conjunction 4 explains the reason why Jacob was afraid. He thought going to Egypt would mean the end of his family. God does not move his faithful people to places for extermination, but to places for production. And Jacob would not be alone. God promised to personally go with Jacob to Egypt. The move for a faithful believer may be lonely, but the faithful believer never moves alone. And then Jacob would return to Canaan. God would not leave Israel in Egypt forever, but he would bring him back to their land. But Jacob would die in Egypt. Israel interpreted what God said literally, and when Israel first saw Joseph, he thought he would immediately die. Truth is, he would live another 17 years, but eventually he did die in Egypt, just as God said. And those who purpose to do God's will obey. Look at verse 5. Then Jacob set out from Beersheba. The sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, their little ones, and their wives in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock and their goods, which they had gained in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, all his offspring he brought with them into Egypt. Now these are the names of the descendants of Israel who came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Puva, Yab, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, and Jaleel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, together with his daughter Dinah. Altogether, his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphion, Haggi, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Aradai, and Arela. The sons of Asher, Imna, Ishva, Ishvi, Pariah, with Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin, and to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The sons of Dan, Hushim, the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons belonging to Jacob who came into Egypt, who were his own descendants, not including Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2, all the persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. What these names show us is that individuals are very important to God. He cared about you. When Jacob knew this was God's will, he packed up his whole family and moved. In all, a total of 70 Israelites were moving to Egypt. And specifically, 66 Israelites came into Egypt with Jacob. The lineage list is broken down into 4 groups. Jacob's family through Leah, Jacob's family through Zilpah, Jacob's family through Rachel, and Jacob's family through Bilhah. If we break Jacob's family down, we may observe 33 children from Leah, 16 children from Zilpah, 14 children from Rachel, and 7 children from Bilhah. We total these numbers, we arrive at the sum of 70, which is precisely what's stated in verse 27. However, how do we explain the number 66 found in verse 26? Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim were already in Egypt. And Onan died in Canaan. If we subtract these 5 names from 70, we're left with 65. If we add the 1 daughter, Dinah, who is now included in the 33, we come to the total of 66. And those who purpose to do God's will be blessed. Verse 28. He had sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him in Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive." And Joseph said to his brothers, his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh. We'll say that my brothers and my father's household who are in the land of Canaan have come to me." So Judah was singled out to pave the way for the move to Goshen. It would be one from Judah who would pave the way for sinners to relate to a holy God, Micah 5:2. And Israel was reunited to Joseph. Israel had thought Joseph was dead, but now after 30 years of emptiness and hurt, he came hold his son once again. He came, could now die a happy man. If we want to know God's will, we must present ourselves a living sacrifice. If we want to know God's will, we must pray. If we want to do God's will, we must obey God's word. And if we do God's will, we will get God's blessings. And if we do God's will, our entire family benefits.